The following podcast is a Vasilis Scarlias production.
Hello everyone, I'm Saloni.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Changemakers, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description. Hello everyone, welcome to the Changemaker Z podcast. Today we have Ilias, the creator of Coronavirus Save the World, a really amazing video game. This adventure-style game simulates the current coronavirus pandemic. Your goal is to get your country out of this devastating situation as fast as possible, with the least damage to your population's health and economy.
Well, hello, Saloni and Vasilis Karoulias. Thank you for this amazing opportunity. I'm really glad to be able to give my second interview with this amazing organization.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're really happy to have you here and share your story about how you got into game development.
Thank you.
This is great, Ilias. Thank you so much. So let's begin. Would you like to describe yourself? From where are you from and how old are you?
Of course. I am Ilias Akolis. I come from Greece. I live in Athens and I recently turned 16 years old. As you might have guessed by now, I really like programming. Apart from that, I enjoy sports such as tennis and basketball and hanging out with my family and friends.
Yeah, awesome. So what inspired you to create Coronavirus Save the World?
Well, when I saw what was happening in the world, the current global crisis of COVID-19, I said to myself that why not pass my own message through what I love to do, which is programming and game development. So I started thinking about a game where the message conveyed would be that if we stay unified as humans, we can easily beat this pandemic, this global crisis. And I believe that this is what we are doing and will continue to do no matter the social difficulties, such as staying at home all day and not socializing, which is a fundamental element of a person's psychology. And for a teenager like me, it is even more difficult not being able to continue my life normally with my school and my friends.
I see. The pandemic period, it's a very difficult period for all of us. I could say that it's a very stressful period, but could you please describe us what's the story of the game?
That is really interesting. I created this game to show how a government can handle the pandemic and the different ways to help people economically and socially. Of course, this is for the player to choose, but to do this, I closely heard the news every day in the television, in various sites, to see how the governments in countries were handling the situation. Of course, this was something never seen before in modern times, and governments had not sufficient information to decide what to do. I believe now in this period, in the second wave of the pandemic, we know better how to handle the situation and we're more disciplined.
Yeah, so kind of bouncing off of what you said, what was your development process like from the idea to the final product? What kind of programming languages and technologies did you use to make this happen?
Well, first of all, I started by thinking the overall visual aspect of the game, such as the map, the icons, the buttons, the animations. Then I started designing along with programming. But when I started the programming part, I thought of the structure of my algorithms. And as a lot of programmers would say, when programming, Stack Overflow, which is a very famous community of programmers, and Google, the world-class dominator of the internet, are your best friends to find answers to your questions. And I used them, and although the time meter of this game was the creation of the map, where I had to split every country of the world map into different layers. where and also where I needed help was how to understand how economics work. This is where my father advised me how the overall economy of a country works, and all the final features and touches of the game were enhanced with the feedback of my mother and my brother. For the technologies now, I used a very famous engine or program called Unity. In this program, many AAA games have been developed. It is a very famous engine, and in my opinion, it's a very powerful one. The programming language that this program or engine, if you want, uses is called C#, and it is a language extremely powerful, developed by Microsoft.
Yeah, I have to say that being the CTO on Changemakers Ed organization, the tasks that I have to perform and the debugging process are difficult, but your work sounds a lot more difficult than mine's. My question is, how did you navigate challenges while programming?
Well, as I always did, when I had a programming problem or an algorithm that I did not know how to create or solve a problem, I checked the Unity documentation, C# documentation, the Stack Overflow community, as I mentioned before, and other various sites, and I gathered information, and I have to say that it is really important to stay motivated in this stage and not stop, because I agree that it might be deceiving at times to have a difficulty finding a solution to the problem. But after all, in my opinion, this is an aspect of the programmer's job. And even if some problems took days and days to solve, I eventually managed to resolve them by searching the internet, which is a very powerful tool here. And I would like to say that I have to say from my experience that programming is something like space. It does not cooperate. It can take days for you to resolve a problem.
Mm-hmm. So how easy it was to get started from a scale between 0 to 10?
I would say from 0 to 10, it was quite easy for me to start the project. So out of 10, I would put a 7 to 8, because as I had done some projects in the past, I knew where to start, and how to proceed to make the game. The hardest part, in my opinion, when programming is to find where to start. This is where I struggled the most when I started programming.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit more about your journey with programming? What kind of projects did you do in the past? Are you completely self-taught?
Yes, I would like to say, for example, how I started. I can remember my first line of code. You bring me back memories right now. I can remember, a Windows message box pop up, but this is where it all started. I was around 12 years old at that time, but the game development part began when I was 13. I started checking out the Unity documentation and downloaded Unity on my laptop, and then I started coding, but at the start, I had no idea what exactly I was writing. After watching a couple of videos and seeing tutor developers, I started understanding what those comments meant. But when I reached the age of 14, in the summer, I published my first game on Play Store and called it Military Wars. For me, in my experience, it was really fun to see how such a big market works. When the day finally came to make the coronavirus save the world, I had the experience of my first project, and a second one I made just for practice. So I knew how to program certain algorithms for the game without actually needing help from the internet. But I gained a lot of experience from making coronavirus save the world, because I needed to perform some complex code, which helped me a lot through my journey.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's like such an important skill to be able to teach you how to teach yourself how to do something. That's incredible. So
Thank
what
you.
Advice do you have Yeah. So what advice do you have for anyone looking to get started with programming and development? Are there any specific blogs or websites or books that you recommend?
First of all, I recommend really internet is your tool here. If you use the internet to search for everything you want, and you can learn programming from the internet. There are websites to practice and learn. But my big advice for anyone out there trying to pave their way at the amazing journey of programming. Say two things. Make sure to start a project in order to learn the fundamentals and for your mind to memorize certain patterns, certain programming patterns. Secondly, I would like to say that you should never give up. It is something that I wanted to do many times, but I didn't, because I have to say that at the start, you will have thousands of problems where their solution seems unclear. But you will see that as you progress through your learning journey, you will go back in time and laugh with the simple problems you had difficulty solving. Because, believe me, there will be many more awaiting. But this is the beauty of it, to solve problems. This is the beauty of it.
I totally agree with you, Elias. This is the strongest point that we should focus on. So we would like to thank you so much for joining us today in our first episode of this podcast series.
Thank you, Saloni and Vasilis Karleas. It was an amazing experience for me today to talk about my this programming journey, which really fascinated me.
As always, we will leave the links to Coronavirus Save the World and Ilias's social media handles, so go check it out. This is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon on our next episode. Goodbye. We hope you guys enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. Make sure you leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at changemaker.c to keep up with all of our new content. We also have a Facebook page called Changemaker Z, but you'll need to look that one up because I honestly don't even know how Facebook works.